장절 봐. 소리 떤다. 먼저 잠들 숨기 뒤에 두고라. 다음 주다. 소리다. 나 뒤고라다. 나 줄라 맞대 봐자. 나 먼저 잡수는 너무 시작하다 못 보지 대래. 그러다 군주배 잡 전대배 잡 전대 남샤 못 보셔야 아니 산재 군주어서 연대 계단 대봐라 연대 계단서 장가 잡지. 모송사를 안 주역은 주역은 된게 안 김대군 주역은 된게 어떻게 신다? 또 남시아 몽부지 장열에 죄송하다 어찌 문해직 선물 당해지나 산지 주어동 주역을 쳐놓았다 즉숨대도 가나 선물 당해 몽부지 샤티기 열에 산지에서도 가나 그 여대기야 너희도 잘 투지 않고 대박이 열로 변도 있고 그래
Learn quite a bit about the three jewels so far, isn't it? So we looked at the eight qualities of the Buddha jewel, the eight qualities of the Dharma jewel, the eight qualities of the Sangha jewel. Since we have really studied these qualities, so actually in fact, so if you are someone who you know, can reflect, utilize these information, we should bring what we have learned into practice. For example, when we recite the prayer of going for refuge and generating bodhicitta, isn't it? When we say, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Yeah. So, by you know, bringing to mind the qualities of the eight qualities of the Buddha jewel, for example, and then if that the meaning of those qualities can arise in our minds, then that will help us in you know, generating faith in the Buddha, for example.
Of the nation, just on top of it, Sanjay Sudhukanata, Dumachila, so you didn't get on the bit, you didn't get on the master. 또 마치지 롱이 좋습니다. 길라만 하면 또 마치라 속에 연대인 계단 때문에 내시 지금 선물 걸었나? 산지에서도 그런 아니 지다. 오늘 시험담에 대한 것이 지금 않고 산지의 연대 망보지 삼지 연대 지점 선배 또기 대박이 하나 변도 욕으로 와.
So the eight qualities of the Buddha jewel, like the qualities of being uncompounded, spontaneous, and so forth. So there are those eight qualities, isn't it? Right. So when we go for refuge to the Buddha jewel, we can bring these various qualities of the Buddha jewel to mind. Yeah. So basically, the more qualities of the Buddha jewel we can remember, the more we can bring them to mind, then I guess the more benefit we receive, yeah, in terms of you know, developing this faith, yeah, towards in the Buddha jewel.
What that? 먼저 카브레티 형도 왔다 지금. 조진의 티레 그냥 가서 그렇게 높은 망보이시다. 아니 지금 남편 망보이시네. 아니 편도 가려야 했어. 다디 지와지 강가를 형태기 하래. 달럽중 공부친다. 단도 가리운 거래서 다디 남 강가를 내리기도 와 다디 다 뒤인장 다 영부 예수야지 들이. 그 문에 지금 그 삼보 땅에지나 달럽중 공부친다. 별도 요하러 와. 그러와 아니 그 다 삼보 땅에지 매바 있나니 다 내수 가가리스 문에 지금 그게 별나 다기 시원하시니 별수나 산기 세지 삼보 땅바이나. 산지의 윤대인 게리 신바이나 산지에서도 윤대인 게리 텐도거나 대박이라면 긴식으로 와 그리고 데리다 그 선보 땅에나 그 편도 요발해 데리
All of us would have definitely wondered about somewhere, sometime we would definitely wonder what's the purpose and the benefit of learning all of these enumerations, basically, just picking up so much information, isn't it? Right. So, if you are somebody who can utilize the information, if you are someone who can reflect and think about these, then it's very helpful, isn't it? Because, for example, if we remember the qualities of the Buddha Jewel, for example, remembering the qualities of the Buddha Jewel is a condition. It's helpful for developing faith in the Buddha Jewel, isn't it? Right? So if we remember, we understand the meaning, we remember them, bring them to mind, it's definitely helpful. But if you are somebody who do not utilize the information, if you do not think about it, reflect and think about it, then of course it's a completely different matter. Yeah.
어떻게 세상에 들어야 되나다 출수도 다가르다 윤대게 출수도 윤대게 된대시와래서 윤대군조세도 윤대 된대 된대 된바시 구그래서 된대 섬다이노거나 아니 지금 보기 로와 산제 주 진들라 신의 대바 토바 세리 또 윤대니 신고로 와. 다 윤대 시에 통해 안에서 대두 신의 소소도 이신이시 대바 용고로 와. 그러나 근데 중반에 대바 비타 고쳐야. 저장 뒤 윤세도 시에서다. 곧 높은 직구에 내가 더디 표시 뒤 말해. 그러나 보기 전 소소의 대바 시에 대바 오늘 공도 배야겠지도. 다 높은 시에 내가 시 뒤 말해.
Likewise, if we know the eight qualities of the Dharma Jewel and the eight qualities of the Sangha Jewel, this will be very helpful in developing faith in the three jewels. The faith has to arise from seeing the reason. Yeah. There must be a reason for faith arising, isn't it? So, if our faith in the three jewels is engendered by a knowledge and understanding of the qualities of the three jewels, then that faith the quality of that faith, yeah, would be very good. Yeah. So, This is perhaps the main reason why we download all this information, yeah, we study. Yeah. Because through knowing, and then if you learn, and then if you understand the information, then if you then use the information and think about it, then it's helpful, isn't it? It engenders, for example, in this case, engenders faith in the three jewels. Yeah? So I guess that's the point, yeah, that's why. Why we download information? Yeah.
도시네 저장한 듯 산지 전 주기 전함 나서 어떤 대신에 중나 산지 쓸 때에서 도시네 삼보시 다야 윤대기 삼보 다야 주수도야 대 참샤시 아니시 주근 주기 윤대기 삼보 다야 아니 윤대인 수도 가면 책대 되는 거는 잠샤시 윤대기 되다 너희도 차답지 어떤 대신 중나 아니 오늘 지금 편도 유입하래 들여.
So when we go for refuge to the three jewels, when we recite the verses of going for refuge, we can pause after you know, saying Buddha, you can think about the qualities of the Buddha jewel. Likewise, we can pause after, you know, saying, you know, the Dharma jewel, and then think about their qualities. And likewise, we can pause after reciting, go for refuge in the Sangha, and then think about the qualities of the Sangha jewel. Yeah.
Rangyan teta wu tomna chi maru nyembe tachi pagi tunye leng kuruwa rwa rwa pagi tunye loti leng kuruwa rwa.
So when we think of the qualities of the Buddha jewel, actually in brief, they are condensed into the qualities of knowledge, power, and mercy or compassion, mercy. And when we think of the various qualities of the Dharma jewel, essentially they can be condensed into the qualities of understanding or knowledge and the qualities of freedom, yeah, or qualities of separation, right? Yeah, when we think of the qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, then a faith will be engendered in our minds, yeah, faith in them, yeah. And also, when we reflect on the qualities, you know, then this feeling that, you know, that these three objects of refuge is something that is very good, you know. And when we have that, you know, when we appreciate, you know, what they stand for, what they are, you know, then a yearning would arise in our minds, isn't it? Yeah, wishing to actualize the three jewels in us. You know, we ourselves, we want to become the three jewels, right? That would happen, yeah. And then when we think about the three jewels in relation to the Tathagata essence, our Buddha nature, whether, you know, it is whether when we talk about the causal refuge or the resulting refuge, yeah, all of this is made possible, yeah, because we have Buddha nature, yeah, because Tathagata essence And when we, you know, talk about the Tathagata essence, there is the discussion about the clear light nature of the mind and how the defilements are adventitious. And these are established through various examples, yeah, various illustrations, yeah. So when we say that the defilements are adventitious, that means that we can separate the defilements from the mind. Which means to say that, you know, we ourselves can become the final three jewels. We can actualize the final three jewels.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, because you know, I think vast majority of people everywhere always, you know, wonder about the whether there's what's the purpose of you know, downloading so much information, studying all these great treatises. Yeah, so you can look at it as a condition to cultivate faith, right? Cultivate faith, yeah. In the three jewels, for example. So, in fact, whatever information we download, we study, I mean, that has the result, and it must result in something like that, yeah. And it increases our faith, devotion, yeah, towards in the three jewels, yeah. And if our devotion in the three jewels, does increase as a result of downloading all this information, then we can say that the purpose of downloading all this information is fulfilled.
And Mishiwaji, my sister, she to us says, Tandangita, Tire, that book, Tabaya, which is Javaina, when she sent to what you have said, not Tire.
Also, as the great Kadampa masters of the past have said, that the sign of having learned the Dharma is that one becomes peaceful, serene. So the point of through downloading, you know, all these a lot of information through studying, learning, you know, then one's faith in the teachings in the three jewels, for example, will increase. Yeah, and it's through that then one becomes gradually, you know, disciplined, serene, and becomes calm, right? Subdued. Yeah.
So then,
The sign of or the indication or the sign of having meditated is a lessening of lessening of our afflictions, yeah. So if our afflictions, such as the three poisons, do gradually weaken or decrease over time, then that is a sign or indication of having meditated, yeah, or familiarized our minds with the teachings, yeah.
Or to that on the young body, that pen at Toba Yabu Shaman, that rwa, ta toba se di ta ngonzi chu toya di ta gazu ta shi zin namdo sakpa chi bu ma re. Ta ane ngonzi chu tosam chiye di, zo zo ngani yakpo chi cheba ina, ane chi bugi teba kone kondu pe egi, gen la dwaya shi re. O tukshini ta, toba yakpo uchi ta ma che singe di ta tere, netu nungpa dhoda mwadu se di ta ngonzi chik su su teba kone kondu pe egi dumi du, toba che chi. Dinde chi, rukhi dumi du su su sambo ta ya re, o tukre, daga na shi ane, So, so, gom gyagi yunani, yani gom gyabche da, da doji kare gugresi na, da, so, so, jugu nimo di chungru juayashi, gugresi oti sungyo re.
The purpose of downloading the information through studying and the purpose of reflection, yeah, is not to acquire, it's not merely to acquire information, yeah. That's not the point, yeah. The purpose is to increase our faith, yeah, our devotion. So if, you know, as I said, right, by the great Kadampa masters, the indication or the sign of having learned and reflected correctly is that one becomes more calm, more pacified, peaceful, yeah, and subdued, yeah. So that's how we can check ourselves, yeah. So to see whether our learning and our study and our reflection is hitting the point or not, whether it is going correctly, you know, in the right direction or not, then we check. You know, what do you look out for? So you see, for example, if your faith and devotion is increasing or not. And then, unless if you are meditating, so to check whether your meditation is really fulfilling its purpose or not, then you check and see if your afflictions are weakening over time or not. So if it is, then that means that could indicate that your practice or meditation is on track.
Oh, there's a chasan that no gin that did it. But tossum cheddy, teba care, teba the kissing with shoes in the sugar. Or teba mena, and it's you that you don't want to kind, take a man and Tā dōma mōnāne tō sōng yōre, chā sāng tā tēpā yāpōshī yōbāi nā, tēlē tēmē, tā nyamdō yō dōma māngbōshī, āni, kē tūbēshī sōng tō wā, chā sāng tā tō sāng chēdi tēpā kē kōrē, tēpā yōbāi nā, tēlē tēmē, tā nyamdō yō dōma māngbōshī kē yōngāshī, tā tēpā mēne kē kē mārēsī, tā chūmdē tē kē tā dōma mōnā sōng tō wā.
So, in order to engender faith, real faith and devotion in our hearts, we need to learn and think about stuff. We need to learn and reflect. Yeah, and through that, you know, then faith will arise, devotion will arise. Yeah. The Buddha said in many sutras that faith is indispensable for the generation of the experiences and the realizations of the path. Yeah, the Buddha said that, you know, without faith, there's no way for those positive experiences and realizations to arise here.
Oh, tender the dark and lovely da. That in this matter. Hmm. Oh yeah. You have question? Ah, yeah. You have question just last one. Ah, then I read. That took some deep, but a carrier, that took him. That was on the deep shit. That tongue deep shit goose, that don't die in it. That bay deep shit, tongue deep shit goose, that. This one, that tongue deep shit goose, cousin, some devil's inside. That
So we did talk a bit on the deny defilements, yeah. Defilements of the example and of the meaning, yeah.
Yeah. Then kudum tambo chik sinta di shi to sa di ne ma ta di pesen she sa isa ta mari pa che sa se che ta di cham di na ka shi ta mari pa che sa se che ne ne ting da
so of the nine forms of defilements I think I have to explain the first four, yeah, the first three being dormant desire, dormant anger, and dormant obscuration, or yeah, and so those are three. And then number four, the strong arousal or the manifestation of those three.
Oh, to see that, then I'm at that. Mary Pacheco said it. That's what I forget. That then I'm That on that, that Maripaji said, so on that present that. Shitip, Shitip Kolasham, Digimedos, Madame Kurva, and Shitip says your water. Maripati Shank, the Pachashi Kurva.
So, next we have the level of the three dispositions of ignorance. I guess if we posit this to with the knowledge of obscurations, I guess it should be okay, ba.
Oh, to see that, to that, the courage you got, sir. That Mary Pacheco, sir, this so so, any thing be not okay. Mary Pacheco, sir, the young dogala, that okay. The so a tamala, that's that be not. So a tamodi, then guys, Mary Pacheco, sir, the young dogala, that do an so a tamala, then guys, check your check. The So, to my day, you cheer, Maripaji Sati. And Taganashing, San Meg, Le, Anishi, Poki, Dubashi, you cheer. Anni, tell a tenne, that Maripaji Sala tenne, that on the Poki. Casualta. The Yiki lose, or did this lunch, Anni? Dukesh, or that did the Uchigar, that Maripaji said it actually.
The levels of the predispositions of ignorance, well, because of the levels of the predispositions of ignorance, then that one has to depend on, one still needs, you still need to make an exertion, yeah, there's still exertion involved. Even though it may be a subtle exertion. We say subtle effort, but subtle exertion. You know, you have to exert, yeah. And the levels of the predisposition of ignorance is the cause for the accumulation of uncontaminated karma, independence upon which then there is the arising of the mental body.
Oh, Tuxini, Jazanta, this Dogalata, the body Pajay Sata, and his son making yellow tenne, and his puggy, and he rushing lunate, Tando, and his puggy, Changes Sabatinzo, and his penasal Gabakua chewing neck of lion, and his puggy, the body Pajay Sata, son making let and tell a tenne, he rushing lunate, and he. 다도 좋아라 된지 아니 심지기 된 지고야지 자기요래. 와.
Because of the levels of the predisposition of ignorance and uncontaminated karma, then the bodhisattvas acquire the mental body, And even the bodhisattvas on the 8th, 9th, and 10th ground, even they depend on, they still need to depend on subtle exertion, in order to work for sentient beings, So by depending on this subtle exertion, then they take on the mental body, and then through which then they work for sentient beings. Achieves enlightenment, and since the levels of the predisposition of ignorance would have been abandoned, as such, then there is no subtle exertion. As such, then the Buddhas are able to work for sentient beings spontaneously and effortlessly. So this is a quality only. It is the quality of the Buddha, that they can work for sentient beings, the welfare of sentient beings, such as giving teachings, without ever having to arise forever from the meditative equipoise, focusing on suchness. So this is an unshared quality of the Buddha.
Do sin pena simje sala yin bai na pena bi tong ba ni la ji su de nya bu sha yi du ga la ani shi ta simje yi tuen che da pa sha sha ni bi chi da yi pena chi ni bi chu de zui si de gu ya ma wa pena ta simje yi sa na pena chu yi la nya bu sha shin du ga la sha sha shin du ani bi chi ni bi chu de zui si de gu ya ma
So, on the sentient being's ground, during the time when one is a sentient being, when one is in meditative equipoise, focusing on suchness, put aside working for sentient beings, during that meditative equipoise, what the individual sees is only emptiness. He cannot even realize cannot even see the diversity of phenomena. Yeah. So forget about even benefiting sentient beings. You know, as when you are a sentient being, when you are in meditative equipoise, focusing on emptiness, during the meditative equipoise, not only are you not able to work for sentient beings, but actually, even the diversity of phenomena do not appear to that meditative equipoise.
Ordinary Chazata, Kota, Benatidesh, that Chunil, Yamber Shashim, Rangane, Shinde, Beme, Lundup to Chituvedi, the Sanya Connect Shashi. Roa, what did this Yuana, Shishi to a Panku Yare, Roa, the Maripashi, Saturn, the Panku Yare, Otter.
So it is the soul quality, it is only the quality of a Buddha, the quality of being able to work for sentient beings without having ever to arise from the meditative equipoise focusing on suchness. Only Buddhas can do it. Yeah. And the Buddhas work for us sentient beings spontaneously and effortlessly. And the Buddha's activity for us sentient beings is uninterrupted. So yeah, anyway, the Buddha's enlightened activities are spontaneous, effortless, and uninterrupted. Okay, then the next two defilements are the path of seeing abandonments and the path of meditation abandonments. Yeah, of which there are two. Yeah. The afflictive obscurations, right? Path of meditation abandonments. There's the afflictive obscurations and the knowledge obscurations. Yeah. And the afflictive obscurations and principally hinder the achievement of liberation, and of course the knowledge obscurations primarily hinder the achievement of our missions. So according to the Middle Way Consequence School, the mind which apprehends true existence, so the apprehension of true existence, this mind, is posited as afflictive obscuration, and the imprint that is deposited or placed by this apprehension of true existence is also afflictive obscuration. So the apprehension of true existence, the imprints that's placed on the mind by this apprehension of true existence, imprint here being the seed, yeah. Okay. And the manifest afflictions arising from those seeds. So all these three things are afflictive obscurations.
Otoxine, that you do not in there, Otoxine, that day, Anishi Carson, Poggy Tabla Tabala, Tinsin Yabato Pongo Yore, Raw, Anishi Dembachim, Densin, T Shab, Summer, Raw, and T Taniki, the Shabba Soma Dada, Anni, Pena Tabla Tabala, Yabata Pongo Yore, Tim Mabana, Anni Tabba Sedi, Yuguyama.
These three must be abandoned in order for moksha or liberation to be attained. Yeah? So the apprehension of true existence and the seed deposited by this apprehension of true existence, and the afflictions such as anger, attachment and so forth arising from those seeds, all these have to are afflictive obscurations, and they hinder the achievement of liberation, and as such they all have to be abandoned in order for liberation to be achieved.
Yeah.
So in the four seals, all composite phenomena are impermanent, all contaminated phenomena are suffering, all phenomena are empty and selfless, and nirvana, the sorrowless state, is peace. So what is the thing that is peace? It is nirvana, which is liberation. Yeah, we're talking about liberation. Yeah, when one has abandoned the abandonment of the afflictions. Yeah. The afflictive obscurations, yeah, that results in nirvana. So that is nirvana, that is liberation.
Yeah.
So nirvana is peace. Why it is peace? Because it is the pacification of all the sufferings of cyclic existence, and the root or the source of all the suffering of cyclic existence. The source of samsara itself is the afflictions. Yeah. So when the afflictions abandon, then one achieves peace, right?
Oh, tuxine, chatanta, tidin, zanta, tire, tachitanta, kasura, pokita, tan yangde, tat, kasura, tat tarpa, say, toila, tat, tajim, lulishidogana, yabatu, tapui, tongshin, dameba, say, tapuina, so, nashin, dameba, say, tokoajis, damebazi, matona.
So all Buddhist tenets uniform in saying that selflessness must be realized in order to achieve liberation. Yeah. But most of Buddhist tenets take that mean when they say that most Buddhist tenets are basically saying that you only need to realize the selflessness of person to achieve liberation. But however, according to the Middle Way Consequence School, in order to achieve liberation, you must realize both the selflessness of person and the selflessness of phenomena.
So 다 강사기 담배는 죽이 담배 써야 돼. 저 강사도 차라 매대야지. 저 또 동시 전에 잡아줘야지. 뭐 또 강사도 차라 여 말했어. 뒤 숨겨야래. 뒤내 인자 봐. 보기 탈바 토바나 아니 강사기 담배는 죽이 담배 니가 또 그랬어. 다리 숨겨야래.
So according to the middle way consequence school, liberation can only be achieved if one realizes both the selflessness of person and the selflessness of phenomena. The middle way consequence school's assertion of these two selflessnesses is very different, yeah, from the rest of the Buddhist tenets. Yeah. According to the middle way consequence school, the two selflessnesses are not differentiated by the object of negation. For the object of negation is true existence or inherent existence. So whether you are talking about the selflessness of person or the selflessness of phenomena, the object of negation is the same. Yeah, it is true existence. But the difference between these two selflessnesses is made on the basis of the basis of emptiness. So, according to the middle way consequence school, the aggregates, you know, which are the basis of the definition, right? The aggregates do not exist inherently. They're empty of existing inherently. So the emptiness of the aggregates, yeah, is the selflessness of phenomena, and the emptiness of the person, in that the person does not exist inherently. Yeah. So the emptiness of the person is the selflessness of a person. So the two selflessnesses are not differentiated by the object of negation. The object of negation is the same, the emptiness of inherent existence or emptiness of true existence. But rather the two selflessnesses are differentiated by the basis of the emptiness. Yeah. So one being the aggregates, one being the person. Yeah.
어, 독신이 다 똑같이 세디들에 다 간소를 보기. 또 뉴딥 세디 어떻게 시원하시오? 디네시다 탈바 토발라 뉴딥 빵과야시. 뉴딥 빵발라 다 간소기 다음에 죽이 다음에 니가 똑과야시. 어디로?
So in order to achieve liberation, one must abandon the afflictive obscurations. In order to abandon the afflictive obscuration, one must realize the selflessness of persons and the selflessness of phenomena.
�ybe
this question can be addressed to everyone, but maybe in particular to those who have studied this before. Yeah. If you were asked, according to the middle way consequence school, why must one realize the selflessness of phenomena in order to become an arhat?
강사기 다음에 또바 짬기 아니 다바 토미도 가려졌어.
Why is it that, well, according to the middle way consequence school, why is it that you can't become an arhat just by realizing the selflessness of a person? What are you going to say?
Yeah, quick. Anybody have answer? The senior one, yeah. Come, come. Somebody says something. Doesn't matter, right or wrong, doesn't matter. Say this thing. La yue me. Yue na, shio, ro, na ko shio, me na ni me la.
If is any of you who have the answer, then please say the answer. But if none of you have the answer, then you all have to say that you do not know the answer. In whatever way, you have to say something. That's the point.
You won't say, I won't know, you know. So better come and say something. Oh, this, you know. Then what? Then I'll find out whether you know or not. Good, good. Come, quick, very short, you know.
Just try, okay. Our hearts still have child's choosing, so that if, let's say, he already realized selflessness of a person, then he will become a Buddha instead of her heart.
But you are not answering my question. No? Tuxin, when I see that the chick parlor to children, the days in relation is Chituna Yaga Shinra. When I see that the Google or the Kiranzo when the two young said that Chicken, the Barra Chicken, the Barra Kaya, or Lobjan Chitu, Motago Chimito. Chicklamna, Chicko Yayam Sanico. So, so love the ding medus and a mal of the oh, yellow the ding medus. Then, Kamachik Lamna Karin as a Motsama said, then I'm comforted.
So, actually, in reality, if you really want to learn, you have to give an answer and you shouldn't be shy about giving an answer. It's not about, the answer could be right, could be wrong, but that's not the point. The point is that you must, you give an answer, you must be willing to also accept the challenge, So if I ask, and if I question you, then you must be able to then defend, and then, then there's this to and fro discussion. So, and this has to be done without feeling shy or embarrassed. Because if you're shy or embarrassed, then really there's no, you can't learn. You learn nothing.
Come on, I repeat, so trust already. You said twice. Tere ta kansa ki dame toba tsam ki tarba tomi toba kare re so tere chu ki dame nyabar toba kawa to re so tere ta yul.
Well, according to the Middle Way Consequence School, why is it that you can't become an arhat just by realizing the selflessness of person? Why you need to kill Yao? Why you need to add that selflessness of phenomena, so to speak?
I try. I don't know the answer, but I just try. For realizing the selflessness of a person, you're just realizing the emptiness of oneself. However, you still have the phenomena, which is besides the person, which is so-called external to oneself, which you still see the inherent existence from the outside. And once you see anything inherent from outside, besides yourself, the affliction still haunts you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't move away.
I know I'd get caught.
What's the problem? If that individual still apprehending phenomena other than a person as truly existent?
because you see things inherently outside of oneself, so you react either attachment or aversion. Then your affliction, hence your seeds, hence your imprint, perpetuate, continue. And then you're trapped in the cycle existence just the same.
What you say is correct. Huh? What you say is correct.
Okay. Can go back.
Correct. So, re chikdan da tindare ina ta nya ta ta gi la ba ta shi ye ta gi ka re la su ne ne ni ti se di ka re re ni tang bo ngo de shi do ga la ani kan sa ta phong bo de ba zin be lo di ni di re ta ji be lo
se sa
ta sa tang bo ti tang bo ta mo ngo de shi do ti che ro kan sa ta phong bo de ba zin be lo di ni di re di sha be sa bo di ni di re ti tane ke be dosha la so ba de da ko ni di re sta ta mo ni di mo zin do la.
So in general, that's okay. You remember earlier when I gave an introduction to what constitutes the afflictive obscuration? Yeah. So I said that it is essentially an apprehension of a self of a person and an apprehension of a self of a phenomena. Yeah. Right? So, and the seeds placed by these, this apprehension of true existence, and the affliction such as anger and attachment which arises from those seeds. Yeah. All of these constitute the afflictive obscuration. Right?
Or to chisa ani tarpa sehdi ta tarpa 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 ben da chomba seda tarpa se da chomba sehdi tonda ni nyumung be da chomba sigarwa tarpa sehdi ta sebe dungale tarpa sudo gama ta ani bagi seba kojige gyudile tarpa ji gogarwa jazan ta tonda nyudile tarpa gogore jazan nyudib sedo chugi dangzin ta kansai dangzin niga ta taiji nyudible shaya dinde inza ta ko dame ni toko ya ta nega dinde si tubi warita.
Well, to become a full destroyer, that is you need to destroy the enemy, the foe of the afflictions, right? And liberation means to be free from the, to be liberated, to be freed from the sufferings of cyclic existence. And in order to be freed from the suffering of cyclic existence, to be liberated from the sufferings of cyclic existence, you must be liberated, you must be free yourself from the causes of samsara. And the cause of samsara is the afflictive obscurations, right? Which I've already mentioned now what that constitutes, right?
What is that? That's the thing. That kasagi dangze, chugi dangze, niga nyudip shakwen zang, that taba toba nyudip bang kuyare, jazang chugi dangze, kasa dangze, niga bang kuyare, jazang that kasagi dangze, chugi dangze, niga tokayashi.
Since the included in the afflictive obscurations are the grasping or the apprehension of the self of person and the self of phenomena, right? As such, one must realize both the emptiness of the person and the emptiness of the aggregates before, in order to achieve liberation. Yeah.
What did the shah? That didn't matter. Shit. That shit up said. That shit up said. Kadesi the cigarette said that. Tangs of Bena. Then do now, eh? Then do not. You can't have it. Then do not. True chassis you got it. No, because true chassis you got it. That tea, shit up the cigarette. That you.
So what then is the knowledge obscuration here? There is this mistake or fault is, which is an appearance of true existence. So basically, whatever, you know, whatever appears to us, to sentient, as a sentient being, whatever appears, always appears as a truly existent. Yeah. So that factor of a mistaken appearance.
Oh, Dila, that shit is such. That kind of thing, today, any day, pagi, then do now, two years you go there, or then do now, the young tama, or two, not such a. Just on today, now, you may be, so, pagi, you move, pasha, okay, you go there. Or what, just on that, you move, pasha, star. Tea, that tear, that
so there's this factor of mistaken appearance, this appearance of true existence, which is incorrect. This is not called reality, it's a mistake, it's a fault. So this factor of mistaken appearance arises from the predispositions or the imprints placed on placed by the apprehension of true existence.
Oh, Toshini, that on that, the Mussidan Yaman, that love ties some sort of that you did it, Benna, then you mung be shabby, Pacha, you mung be shabby, suburbs, and the Bianco, Cabreta, Pacha, suburbs, and the Kanga Chibaduji. You think I'm a good girl, in a go, Pacha, suburbs, and the Uncle Nan say there's that Chabar Chabina, Pacha, there's Tower Trash, suburbs, there's Rapachai. Chazan, Pacha, the Sabinilla, but Chabachin Chabin, did it, and there's.
You know, when we talk about the we talk about seed and predisposition, there are many times where these two refer to the same thing, talking about the same thing. They're used interchangeably a lot of times, I mean, but there are also times where they mean two different things. Yeah. So if we in those cases when there is a distinction between a seed and an imprint or predisposition, then we can take it that the seed is a more coarse. And the predisposition or the imprint is something that is more subtle.
Oh, Toshini, that Tandangi Dilare, when the merchant of the Denzin Shabby Sabun said, the merchant of the Denzin Shabby Paja said, the Chabaji Chekwesh, Karsenas, Tayamola, the merchant of the Denzin Shabby Sabun, and you do the elaborate. But that the merchant of the Denzin Shabby Sabun.
We need to make a differentiation between the seed that is deposited by the apprehension of true existence and the predisposition or the imprint deposited by the apprehension of true existence. For I've said earlier that the seed deposited or placed by the apprehension of true existence is an afflictive obscuration, whereas the predisposition or the imprint placed by the apprehension of true existence is a knowledge obscuration. Yeah.
Toxin, that we cover candid woodos and that terror, that the thing shall be sabun said the Tadun, and it's a sabun de la Duba career, Sena, the Zin Chima, Toshaba, and it didn't also Lara Jay, nobody you could hear, sabun said it. Or Duba, you've been never sabun sinning, Mintaki or it.
Then what is the difference between these two? The seed that is deposited or placed by the apprehension of true existence has the capacity to generate another moment of apprehension of true existence. So during the time when there is this capacity to produce a new moment of the apprehension of true existence, during that time, it is known as or is called the seed.
어떠시니? 다 드네마 다 파자 세디 다 덴진 샤베 파자 세디라 딘데기 덴진 치마께기 누바 요마레 로 누바 며바시 다 가레기 그러스나 다게 나시네 넘버도 못 나겠다 딘데 낭샤 짬 깨트에기 누바시 예대시 파자디라.
Then what is the predisposition or imprint placed or deposited by the apprehension of true existence? What is it? The imprint or predisposition does not have the capacity to produce a new moment of an apprehension of true existence, but rather it only has the capacity to produce a factor of a mere mistaken appearance, just that. The mistaken appearance, an appearance of true existence.
That's it. That's it. That's it. だってだって指導がなだ立場のレベルでなだだなだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばしとかなだだちょばにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだちょばだにだ when one achieves or becomes a hearer, full destroyer, or a solitary realizer, full destroyer, then that's when the afflictive obscurations are abandoned. And then from the perspective of the in terms of the Mahayana, the afflictive obscurations are abandoned when one first achieves the eighth ground.
Yeah. Mare pache ta nyindu ta pangsa de na ta dum pu shi de ye mare pache sa se de ta do ani shi pa ju la de ba che ge re pe na ni ra ni de ta shi ba ran je ta shi de wo top sa na ta na ko san je de chi po me ba re ka shi na ta dum pu ni ta mare pache sa se no ba shi ji ji ba se ta do ani shi pa la de ba re ro ba
so the hearers for destroyer and the solitary realizer for destroyers, although they have abandoned the afflictive obscurations, they are not equal to Buddha. They're not Buddhists, because they still have the levels of the predisposition of ignorance, yeah, which is yet to be abandoned.
Yeah.
They still have to defend on subtle assertion. Still accumulate uncontaminated karma, and still have to take on a mental body.
Ani sanje sutsu ta sanje nekhob ma to me ma shi ji pa yin ta nam ro lam sna mi do shi ji pa yin pang ba ta be ti ta sanje do ta shi ji pa yin pang ba to be ma ti So when are the knowledge obscurations abandoned? They are abandoned when one becomes a Buddha, when one achieves the state of abandonment of the knowledge obscurations. That is when one achieves the path of release of the path of normal learning.
What did it? That did not matter. Ani did it. That got sort of money. Nyundip, shidip, said it in the shots. That did not matter. Ani shita. Got a sort of nyundip laya, ta, tombang, gongbang, segi. Napsha, you go at it. And nyundip la, tolam, tobi, bangwire. Ani tolam, tobi, red, ani. Ani kolam, tobi, bangwire. Today, you want to do, you go at it. Nyundip, just on that tombang, gongbang, say, Napsha, to see the sumi at it.
There are afflictive obscurations that are abandoned by the path of seeing, and there are afflictive obscurations that are abandoned by the path of meditation. So as such, there are the path of seeing abandonments and the path of meditation abandonments. Then, how do we differentiate between the afflictive obscurations that are part of seeing abandonments and the afflictive obscurations that are part of meditation abandonments? There is a thought apprehending I to be truly existent, which arises from intellectualizing, that arises from adopting certain mistaken philosophical positions, certain philosophical mistakes and philosophical tenets, yeah. So there is such an apprehension of an I as truly existent, yeah, which arises. It's not innate, basically, which arises from intellectualizing, from, you know, thinking about stuff, you know. And, you know, you think about stuff, and you create ideas, and you then conclude, oh, the I is truly existent based on intellectualizing, based on certain mistaken philosophical views, yeah. So this kind of mind, this kind of apprehension of an I as truly existent, which arises from intellectualizing, yeah, is called a path of seeing affliction, yeah. And sometimes it is called an intellectually acquired. Intellectually acquired affliction, yeah. So this kind of mind and thought, thinking that I is truly existent, which arises from incorrect ways of intellectualizing and truth. Adopting certain mistaken philosophical views, yeah. So this kind of apprehension of an I is called an affliction that is a path of seeing abandonment, right? And sometimes it's called this intellectually acquired affliction, yeah. So then one, I guess, can also posit, you know,
the seeds, you know, deposited by such an apprehension of an I.
Right? What did they say?
Well, and then as such, then I guess then one should be able to posit that instances of anger, attachment and so forth that arises to the force of those seeds. You're following, right? So, you know, there's this intellectually acquired affliction, right? So, a thought apprehending I to be truly existent, which arises from adopting wrong philosophical viewpoints, true, you know, incorrect thinking, and so forth. So, there is such a mind, right? So, as such, then you can posit the seeds that are deposited by such a mind, isn't it? Then, as such, then one can see. That there could be anger and attachment and so forth, which arises due to the force of those seeds. Yeah. So, having said that, then those afflictions that are manifested arise, like attachment and anger arises from those seeds. Are those afflictions intellectually acquired or not? For you say that the afflictions that arise from those seeds are innate, yeah. And then it becomes, you're going to have a problem also, yeah. And then you got an innate affliction arising from something that's intellectually acquired, and his root being intellectually acquired, right? I mean, anyway. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, or if there's anything that you didn't understand, perhaps you can tell me what is it that you do not understand. Then maybe I can try again. Well, for those of you who are new, who are hearing this for the first time, then well, it could be difficult it's most understandable, right? But for those of you who have heard this before, I guess it shouldn't be difficult, right?
Oh, that's it.
Then the afflictions that are in nature. They arise naturally. Yeah. So these are those innate Afflictions are part of meditation. These afflictions are afflictions which are part of meditation abandonments. As these afflictions, these innate afflictions, cannot be abandoned by the path of seeing. They have to be abandoned by the path of meditation.
Yeah.
So there are the innate afflictions, then there are also the seeds deposited by the such innate afflictions. These seeds are also part of meditation abandonments.
And
the afflictions such as anger and attachment that arises due to the force of the seeds that are deposited by the innate apprehension of true existence, those afflictions are also afflictions that are part of meditation abandonments. The intellectually acquired afflictions are abandoned by the path of seeing, whereas the innate afflictions cannot be abandoned by the path of seeing. They can only be abandoned through meditating on the path of meditation. So as such, the path of meditation abandonments are more difficult to abandon than the path of seeing abandonments, which means that the path of seeing abandonments are easier to abandon than the path of meditation abandonments. Well, as for the knowledge obscurations, you know, the knowledge obscurations are not classed or not classified in the same way as the afflictive obscurations in terms of, you know, you wouldn't say knowledge obscurations which are part of seeing abandonments and knowledge obscurations which are part of meditation abandonments, because the knowledge, according to Pasangika, right? According the knowledge obscurations are only abandoned, or can only be abandoned through the force of the power of the power or the power of meditation.
Yeah.
The afflictive obscurations are abandoned. The process of abandoning the afflictive obscurations that happen, you know, all the way up to the achievement of the eighth ground. Yeah. So before that, the process of abandoning the knowledge of creations does not start. Yeah. The process of abandoning the knowledge of creations only starts from the eighth ground. Yeah. And that process takes place over the three pure grounds, on the eighth, ninth, and tenth ground. Yeah.
Oh, today some time we learn that today, but that you more point to the level of that, but that, but that, so long, so long. Today, now we learn when you are doing today some, no matter how much time you have, and how long we now we learn that you just kunda to do la, when you just pay capital charge, you just kunda pay.
Well, from this you can see that the process of abandoning the afflictions is no mean feat. It's really not easy. That is even if we start from the path of accumulation. On the path of accumulation and the path of, what is that? Preparation, right? On the path of accumulation and the path of preparation. What the Bodhisattva can do is to reduce the afflictions. I mean, they're going to work with the afflictions, but they kind of like, you know, weaken them. Yeah. Weaken them only. And then when the Bodhisattva achieves, the path of seeing, then only then is he able to overcome the intellectually acquired afflictions. But the process of abandoning the innate afflictions hasn't even started. Yeah. Well, the process starts, with entering into the path of meditation. And even then, the process of abandoning the innate afflictions goes all the way up, to the eighth ground. Only when the eighth ground is achieved. Only then are the afflictions or ignorance are completely vanquished, overcome. Only then. Then only after that, then the work of abandoning the knowledge of creation, only then does the process start.
Yeah. So,
on the path of accumulation, the Bodhisattva engages in striving in the fast accumulation of merit and the purification of negativities and obscurations, with the purpose of abandoning the obscurations, right? And then due to the force of their accumulation of merit and purification, then they are able to do a working with their afflictions, they're able to achieve something.
Oh, today, today, Zhang, that the Kasora, that the Nema Chiseta, Tolam Twin Dugala, that Shin and Tapuita, John Wenagosa, Tombani, Tokyo Dinaka, Tijin and Din and Toyashimata, Tongos, the Totuya, Tazanta, Tolam Twin Dugala, that Tolam Tambu, Twin Dugala, Pagita, Dishitting, Chuning, Osum Tongashita, Rua, Tanganish, that Tolam Twin Dugala, Dishitting, Chuning, Osum Twin Dugala.
Then on the path of preparation, the Bodhisattva does realize emptiness,
But however, that realization is via a generic image. Yeah, the Bodhisattva does not realize the emptiness directly yet. Yeah. And it's only when the Bodhisattva achieves the path of seeing where he realizes the emptiness or he realizes the suchness existing on the Four Noble Truths. There and when that he realizes emptiness directly, that's when he sees emptiness directly for the first time. As such, it is called, the path of seeing is so called, yeah. The path of seeing is seeing the truth, the emptiness directly for the first time.
The tong the tong sang is charging mother, and it's chita. The machine is to go yamare, or what? Bena, or this way. What did also tomata tom toma, tom pachinum seta, chitanta, tom laya, sobash, soba jet, sheba jet, senor tindigi, anchic, tanga taki yare, soba jet, sheba jet, senota, and goyam, min mabushi goyare.
When the Bodhisattva first achieves the path of seeing, he realizes the suchness, the Four Noble Truths. During that time in the meditative repose, even the Four Noble Truths do not appear. What he sees is just the suchness of the Four Noble Truths. What appears is just it is vacuity which is a negation of. Of the absence, negation of the object of negation, right? So, and of course, there's the when we talk about the power of seeing, yeah, we have to understand that the power of seeing is divided into the uninterrupted power of the power of seeing, and then you have the power of release of the power of seeing, right? So then in the discussion of the uninterrupted path or the path of seeing, then there is a discussion on what we call the eight forbearances and eight knowledge, I think. Yeah. So my question, yeah.
Oh, toxine, that tenzoeta, kasoreta, pagita. だったんだ。だな。どうが出世だばいな。だどうが出世だばいな。だだてる。どうがてる。中に対面ちゃね。明大これ始めろ。出世。そば、そば系とは。うん。そば系なね。だどうが出世だばいな。だどうがてる。とに、あ、とまんおすもとね。なかったら。出世すに明大けよ。出世。え、出世そばとます。
So when the when the Bodhisattva achieves the uninterrupted path or the path of seeing, you know, so he achieves the forbearance of Dharma, where he realizes, for example, the suchness of true suffering.
Or tuxini, that dinamata, ujutama, gobetama, lamitapas, or tuxinita, teething it. Chitana tea, don't you toy to galata, susu, she, sinimin, taki, yore. Hm. About the shitting, chuny tonsu, dogs with chane, the susu, she, sinimu, yore.
So likewise, so there arises the suchness of true origin, suchness of true cessation. Suchness of true paths, yeah. So these realizations are called the forbearance of Dharma.
So there are these four forbearances of Dharma, yeah. And they are so called from the perspective of seeing the suchness, yeah, of the four noble truths, yeah. You're doing okay? I'm falling asleep.
So if we are, well, we are talking from the perspective of the middle way consequence school, yeah. So there are these four forbearances of four Dharma forbearances, yeah. Which are explained from the perspective of being the realization of the suchness of the Four Noble Truths. Okay? Then there is the wisdom that realizes the suchness of those Four Noble Truths, isn't it? So the suchness, right, of that wisdom that realizes the suchness of the Four Noble Truths, yeah. So then there is explanation of that, and then it's called the subsequent forbearance. Jesus. So then, of course, yeah.
Tukshini, that tondai, that soma je, that denshila jase tukshini shere, that tondai, that dobe chane, tinde che, mato, ngoshi gins, ngoshi la doba tate, soma je, wa tukshini sungu yore.
So anyway, these are the eight forbearances, yeah. Okay, and they are nominally different, but they are one entity basically, in technical language. What's called it? One entity, different isolates, right? Yeah, well, in English, is they're nominally different, but in essence, same. Okay, anyway, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, there are the forbearances and the knowledge, right? So the eight forbearances. So the forbearances are basically the undrafted path of the path of seeing, and then you have the eight knowledges, and that is path of release of the path of seeing, yeah.
Okay, stop here.
Okay. Okay, so finish off.